and no one was afraid. Bailey woke up, disturbed. He let the robots serve breakfast and did not speak to Daniil. He said nothing, asked nothing, downed excellent coffee without tasting it. Why had he dreamed of the visible, invisible sun? He could understand dreaming of Earth and of Jesse, but what had the sun to do with it? And why should the thought of it bother him anyway?
"Partner Elijah," said Daniil gently.
"What?"
"Corwin Adelbish will be in viewing contact with you in half an hour. I have arranged that."
"Who the hell is Corwin whatchamacallum?" asked Bailey sharply, and refilled his coffee cup.
"He was Agent Grewer's chief aide, Partner Elijah, and is now acting head of security."
"Then get him now."
"The appointment, as I explained, is for half an hour from now."
"I don't care when it's for. Get him now. That's an order."
"I will make the attempt, Partner Elijah. He may not, however, agree to receive the call."
"Well, let's take the chance and get on with it, Daniil."
The acting head of security accepted the call, and for the first time on Solaria, Bailey saw a spacer who looked like the usual earthly conception of one. Adelbish was tall, lean, and bronze. His eyes were a light brown, his chin large and hard. He looked faintly like Daniil. But whereas Daniil was idealized, almost godlike, Corwin Adelbish had lines of humanity in his face. Adelbish was shaving. The small abrasive pencil gave out its spray of fine particles that swept over cheek and chin, biting off the hair neatly and then disintegrating into impalpable dust. Bailey recognized the instrument through hearsay, but had never seen one used before.
"You the Earthman?"
asked Adelbish slurringly through barely cracked lips as the abrasive dust passed under his nose. Bailey said,
"I'm Elijah Bailey, plainclothesman C-7. I'm from Earth." "You're early."
Adelbish snapped his shaver shut and tossed it somewhere outside Bailey's range of vision.
"What's on your mind, Earthman?"
Bailey would not have enjoyed the other's tone of voice at the best of times. He burned now. He said,
"How is Agent Grewer?"
Adelbish said,
"He's still alive. He may stay alive."
Bailey nodded.
"Your poisoners here on Solaria don't know dosages. Lack of experience. They gave Grewer too much and he threw it up. Half the dose would have killed him." "Poisoners? There is no evidence for poison."
Bailey stared.
"Jehoshaphat, what else do you think it is?" "A number of things. Much can go wrong with a person."
He rubbed his face, looking for roughness with his fingertips.
"You would scarcely know the metabolic problems that arise past the age of 250. If that's the case, have you obtained competent medical advice?" "Dr. Thule's report."
That did it.